We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bulls Digital presents College Athletics Insider with University at Buffalo Vice President and Director of Athletics Mark Allnut. Now, here's Boone Enser.
Well, thanks, John. I'm Boone Enser with Mark Allnut, Vice President, Athletic Director, University at Buffalo. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here in the Murphy Family Fieldhouse. You know, team is wrapping up their summer workouts, so we might have some activity behind us.
We like that.
With our managers and sometimes, you know, with our guys, what we're seeing this summer, more so than anything, after their required time is done, you see a lot of guys just sticking around, hanging out. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe a couple might come over here, throw the football around, and just get those extra reps in. So it's summer, and before you know it, you know, school is going to be in session, which means a wealth of activity for UB Athletics.
A wealth of activity and a whirlwind for Coach Mo. You hired him with, what, just about 120 days to the first to kick off. Talk about what he's gone through and how you guys have kind of pulled together a squad and pulled together your coaching staff.
Not that Coach Mo or I know our dates, but when we got the announcement that we were going to have a coaching change, it was, 125 days, you know, from the season. And then
not that you know the days.
Yeah. And then when Coach Mo met with myself and the search committee, it was 119 days. And you know, right now we're over 30 days, you know, prior to the season. So when you think about just the uniqueness, you know, of this transition, you know, happening in early May, typically these happen December, January. So there's some priorities which you need to hit. First and foremost, Coach Mo, not being a former head coach, is bringing the best staff he can bring. And he's done a tremendous job with the men he's assembled to
quite a pedigree.
Yeah, right. to lead our young men from various parts of the country, various relationships that he's had. So and they've meshed very well together. When you look at from the coordinators, you know, on down the position coaches, it's been very good. So you attack that angle, but as you're attacking that, you know, you have to be concerned about your roster. You know, you have to, you know, don't tell the guys to trust me. You know, you have to earn their trust. And, you know, obviously that's how you interact, how you connect with them, you know, how you share with them the vision that Coach Mo has, the buy-in that they have. And as we've seen from a roster standpoint, it's gone extraordinarily well. I talked to Coach Mo a lot, and as I just mentioned earlier, just the fact that, you know, more so than ever, you're seeing guys just hang out at the facilities. You know, they're just hanging out. Go home. Go no. We're
take
good.
Take a break.
Yeah, take a break. We're good. We're gonna and you know, obviously, you know, with that being said, is you know, you build that culture in the locker room. You build that togetherness. You build the they're gonna have each other's back, and that's crucial. And then the other aspect of it is from a recruiting standpoint. Recruiting never stops, as you know. It's 24/7, 365. Being able to secure, you know, some gaps that we had for this upcoming season. So we have 10 new student athletes that are going to be on the roster for 2021. But then also you have to look ahead for 2022. And you know, have the official visits organized, have some commitments for 2022. And last but not least, as you're evaluating talent, we talk about camps. And they've had three camps, you know, for high school and junior college age prospects here. You know, at UB, phenomenal facilities, stadium, and the field house. You know, the first camp back in June was, I want to say, just a little south of 200. The second camp was, you know, close to 250. And the last camp they had last Sunday, you know, he had close to 350 kids here.
That's great.
So word is spreading. Along with the 350, you know, campers that you had, you also had a high school clinic, which you brought high school coaches in here to interact with our guys, chalk talks, you know, questions that they might have. So word is spreading, not only in Buffalo, but, you know, Western New York, the Northeast, the Midwest, down in Florida, you know, Georgia, wherever the case is, Texas, and it's a good thing. So when you put all this together in just a shortened time frame, you know, I'm very pleased where we are right now.
That coaches camp for the high school coaches, such a grassroots, such a community-based, I mean, talk about that and how important that is to for us to outreach.
Well, that's one of the things that Coach Mo and I talked, you know, about during his interview process. How would he approach that? How would he handle that? Because that is utmost importance of any program to be able to have that base. You know, obviously the local base, the state base, and I think really a key aspect of all this is a name that, I'm going to mention, and he's doing a great job, is Joe Licata. See, you bring back a former quarterback here at UB who's been a successful high school coach and AD at that level, has those relationships, being able to, you know what, interact with those guys, talk to those guys, hey, come to UB, check it out, you know, different now than before. Not saying before was bad or anything, but you know what?
Just different.
Yeah, we need to, you know, we need to interact, we need to engage, and we need to begin those relationships or strengthen those relationships, and that's happening. So I credit Joe and the rest of our staff for the job they're doing in that area.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff, and it's all about September 2nd, you know, 7 o'clock, Wagner. What are you thinking?
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Where are my pads? Put on my helmet. I think the why I'm so excited about it is, you know, just for this team in general, and I know we'll talk specifics at a later podcast, but, you know, to have fans in the stadium, you know, it's no longer going to be that scrimmage type of opportunity. What it's going to be is, you know, you're going to be in a full stadium. And the reason why we changed it to Thursday, one of the primary reasons why we changed it to Thursday is, you know, we did that 2 years ago, and just the influx of students that we had to the game. I mean, we had a record student attendance there. And so for the past year, you know, what students, not just student athletes, had to go through with the pandemic, and now you have an opportunity, you know, to have that experience, to be in the stadium. So I'm looking forward to, you know, being down in the field or up in the Gusevich Club and just looking out at the bowl itself and just seeing fans – you know, wearing the blue, the black, the gray, the white, whatever the case might be, and really cheering on our Bulls. So I'm fired up about it, as you can tell.
And Mark, I gotta say this now: football season tickets are on sale now. Single game tickets go on sale Thursday, August 5th, part of our flash sale. All single game tickets will be on sale for $10, with a minimum purchase of two tickets. The sale runs from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on August 5th. More info at our website, or visit or call 877-UB-THERE. Watch list. Kind of an important factor for our coaches to have those guys that are being watched by everybody. Talk about James Patterson being on Butkus and Benarnik.
Benarnik. First of all, what a leader. Outstanding. You know, obviously when we recruited both him and Jarrett, we knew we had something special there. But, you know, he's stepped up, you know, throughout this whole process. I mean, he's been bought in, obviously, since day one. He was more bought in when Coach Mo was named. Matter of fact, when Coach Mo and his wife Stacy and my wife Kate and I went out to dinner after he signed that contract, you know what? I called James. first. That was the first player that I called and handed the phone to Coach Mo, and they hit it off right there on the spot. So I'm very proud of him, the leader that he's become, and he was a leader even his freshman year here. So you know what a great recognition, and you know I know that you know his play is gonna be there and back up. You know this preseason accolades. Kevin Marks, what can you say about him? I mean, what can't you say about Kevin? Being unselfish, being in a role where he's been the last couple of years, you know, playing behind, you know, Jared Patterson, you know, getting his opportunity to step up and play when he was subbing Jared out or when they were doing the series rotation. But, you know, for me, what really, you know, really just told a story about him was what he did at the Camellia Bowl against Marshall. You know, Jared had the injury and Kevin stepped up and was the MVP of that game. So when you see the honors coming on him, you know, it's exciting. He has a chance to leave UB as the all-time career leading rusher. You know, what an outstanding accomplishment for Kevin. So, you know, those two guys are – and there could have been more. But, you know, we have those two. And, you know, again, it's not about those two. It's about who they surround themselves, you know, on the field, who from a coaching staff, support staff that, you know, helped develop these young men to play at the highest level. So definitely excited.
Very exciting. And talk a little bit about oversight committee. A lot of changes, a lot of tweaks going on, some proposals out there. What's the latest? What can you talk about?
Well, you know, it's about health and safety of the student athletes. And really what the latest from the football oversight committee is we wanted to limit contact during the preseason. There was a study that's been out that showed that you had the highest incidence of concussions during the preseason camp. So what we wanted to do is just limit the amount of concussion, but still, you know, being able to provide ample opportunity for coaches to prepare, you know, their team for the season. And to be honest with you, you know, probably about 60% of the programs out there were doing something very similar to what's been laid out and what's been proposed, which is essentially, you know, out of those practices, you can have only so many in full pads, only so many in shoulder pads, the rest in helmets, and then really limiting your contact during those practice periods. And then, you know, another aspect of that too, which we're, you know, followed from the NFL, is just getting rid of those unnecessary contact type of drills. Bull in the Ring, Oklahoma, where they're just straight line drills where, you know, there's really no football movements, but you know what, you have a higher degree of head impact. So, you know, we just have to be smart and involved, which we will. And I think at the end of the day, hopefully the data shows that we're reducing, you know, those concussions in the preseason.
What kind of influence did you have being a player, being a college football player? Now being on the committee, you're talking about health and safety. Do you have memories of things that you maybe were part of that you probably shouldn't have been?
Yeah.
Say it nicely.
Well, it's just such a different game when you look at, you know, obviously what's been what's been put out there now, and when you look at targeting, which was, you know, a few years back, you know, the reduction of cut blocks, blindside blocks. It's just a different game that is, you know, safer for student athletes. The thing that I'm most proud of being on that committee is just the collaboration. So it just wasn't a bunch of ADs that, you know, are out there saying, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this.
Sure.
But, you know, we had coaches on the subcommittee that I was fortunate to be on, whether it was Pat Fitzgerald, you know, from Northwestern, we was a key figure there, along with several other coaches. You know, at the Power Five, the Group of Five, and FCS level, you know, you had your representative from athletic trainers. You know, you had your medical representative. So everyone got around the table, and we were able to hash it out to where everyone felt that we landed in a good spot.
That's great. Hey, we got an event coming up August 17th, Tuesday night, 500 Pearl, Patrick's Rooftop Bar. I'm actually going there this afternoon for a little site survey to check it out. Talk about Coach's Caravan, what that is, and connecting with our fans, and then maybe talk a little bit about the golf outing too. I know you had a pretty good day. I did not, but
well, it just goes back to what you said about, you know, what does it mean September 2nd, you know, for me personally to be able to host a game against Wagner and have fans there, the ability to just to interact with people, to actually be physically present, to be able to share with them, you know, the great things we're doing at UB, you know, our vision as we move forward, it's important. And it's something that's, you know, been missed. You know, there's only so much you can do, and we love the Zoom platform, but there's only so much you can do when you're not physically present. The first thing I like is, you know, you don't need to say, you know, you're on mute anymore. So that's get that out the way. You don't need to say that. You're outside the box, literally and figuratively. But so for us, you know, with Coach's Caravan and a 500 Pearl, it just gives us an opportunity for our fans to come in and engage, you know, with our coaches, with our student athletes, you know, with our staff. And you know what? Just get excited for the season. You know, you almost can call it like a pep rally. We'll have, you know, Coach Mo, you know, he'll have the mic. You know, Coach Weitzel will be there. You know, Coach Jack, she might be out of town on vacation, but there'll be a representative from women's basketball, but then also all of our other Olympic coaches as well. So the last time we did this, you know, a couple of years ago, it was a great turnout. And
that was at A-Loft, and that was beautiful place, beautiful venue.
And we're hoping for the same thing. And in conjunction with that, you know, we'll have a radio show, you know, I believe, for one of Coach Mo's radio show will be there on site, which, you know, you can obviously get some more information, you know, in regards to, you know, his thoughts on the season as well. So looking forward to that, and it'll be one of those opportunities where, you know what, we'll capture some new fans by doing that.
And we'll be releasing on social media some more information, more specifics on that August 17th Coaches Caravan event.
So you mentioned about the golf tournament.
Yeah. Go back.
Yeah. You know what, again.
How did Sarah do first?
Oh, Sarah pounded the ball.
Good.
I mean, she's, and I have not approached you on this because I know that, you know, you're her direct supervisor, you and John Fuller. So, you know, I'm going to offer a lifetime contract to be my golf
there
partner.
There you go.
So,
yeah,
you know, I hope she doesn't drive a hard bargain.
How was the whole day for you, though?
Honestly, it was a good time.
Yeah.
You know, hit the ball off the tee well. My second shot didn't do anything and putted. So I'm just missing that in-between piece. You know, if I can hit the ball and I get that second shot down, you know, I'll be fine. But you know what? It was fun. And just like what we talk about the Coach's Caravan, it was just great to interact with people.
Oh, my gosh. It was so
awesome.
You know,
the only drawback for me personally is we did have that scheduling conflict, which we'll avoid that next year with Mac Media Day because, you know, typically I'm there, you know, for lunch, interacting with folks who got off on the first flight, you know, playing the second flight, and then they're around for dinner. So you just have more touch points with people. And even Coach Mo and I were talking about, you know, for next year, whether he's stationed at a hole or whether he's driving around in a cart, you know, that's going to
already thinking about it. He's already thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
What am I doing next year?
He's already thinking about it, which is outstanding
that's
in terms
awesome.
Of, again, his level of commitment to be engaged with our fans and alumni.
Yeah.
So great event. Proceeds, you know, obviously help us continue this championship culture that we have, the experience for our student athletes, which is vital in this day and age, and we look forward to it next year. You know, very similar to Coach Mo saying he had 119 days to the first game. You know, I'm looking at this saying, you know what, we have 360 days until the next golf tournament.
So I'm
checking it off, and I'll be recruiting folks. So folks out there that, you know, have a you know, five or less handicap, come on. Come on, bring it.
Join the team.
Only caveat,
join your team.
Only caveat, you have to be a great supporter of UB, which I know we have plenty of those as well.
And if you are a great supporter, September 2nd is your first chance to come out and see the team. Of course, we got the August 17th event. We'll do another one of these podcasts in about 2 weeks. We'll talk more about those specifics at that time. Anything else we're missing, Mark?
No, you know what? I think, you know, obviously we were so football heavy, you know, with this and Coach Mo, because, again, the situation where we're at. But you know, just this summer being able to, you know, walk around our facilities and just seeing all of our sports, you know, putting in hard work, men's, women's basketball, volleyball, you name it, you know, a lot of our kids stay here over the summer. And then the other piece too, when you talk about that engagement aspect is just seeing, you know, our coaches host these camps, which we talked about from a football standpoint.
It's great pulling up and seeing the kids running out.
Oh gosh, I have my youngest son. Yeah, my youngest son is doing the Jim Weitzel camp. Did the Jim Weitzel camp this week. So
yeah.
And he had a blast. So, but it's good to see that we're back to that point. Let's continue and do everything we can to continue this great momentum that we have for to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Perfect. Well, Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, appreciate it, Boone. No, thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Yep.
This has been a Bulls Digital production. For more information, visit ubbulls.com.